to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
For those of you who are looking for something or someone, this song is for you.
That's what Jesus said.
That's what he said.
He
just hold on.
Here I am.
Here I am. If you stay prayed up, God will show up. Ooh, here I am. Oh, Lord, here I am.
Set the way on the end of life.
The one and two.
Drop that.
DJ.
Coming out of the closet in HBQ sound with Tight, a Tuesday candy thing.
Some things I don't know, and there are some places, y'all, that I may never go. Oh yeah, but this is one thing. This is one thing. One thing that I know. You know what it is. He is real. Oh yeah.
Help me, please, me, for praise time. To praise him, he will bless us in the middle of our circumstances. There was a young brother in our service in Columbia, North Carolina, a few nights ago that had been diagnosed for heart trouble. And he wanted to testify. And when he began to testify, he told us that the legs that he was standing on were artificial. He touched my soul. When he raised his hand and began to give God the glory. Hallelujah, he touched me when he raised his hand and began to testify. These are the words that he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you God. I had no idea, hallelujah, that I would ever get free, glory, until one day you stopped by, glory, and laid your hands on me. I can testify now, oh Lord, about him, oh yeah. You bless me one more time. Yes, you did. Got to say one more thing, Paul. How many of you have been down? I've been down so long. There was no place to go. I felt my soul slip. I was losing my grip. But in the length of time, oh, I thank you, Lord. You did it for me. Let me tell you the project. God is faithful, and every promise he made is true. You don't have to doubt God. Hold on to your faith. Just be patient and keep on believing that he's gonna bring you through. Let me tell you one thing. Don't get excited. Listen here. Don't be weary in your well-doing. Let me tell you why. My God is gonna bless you.
Ministerial staff, saints and friends, God be the glory. This is an interesting day that the Lord has made, because every day is a new day. I used to plan forecasting in the future, but now I've learned to take each day individually, because if you plan too far ahead, life is so fluid that you never know which way things are going to go. Amen. And if I was used for a scripture today, I'd be over in Ephesians, first chapter, 15 through 18. It states here, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of this calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the works of his mighty power. Heavenly Father, come before thy people today, Lord. Decrease me and increase you, Heavenly Father. For those that have ears, let them hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. This is an interesting scripture. because I was wrestling with, you know, what kind of topic should I use? And this Lord, you know, all week I've been dealing with, you know, all the things that have been going on in our world. And it came to me, you know, you have to look at this world through a spectrum of the eyes of faith. Because you never know what tomorrow may bring. And so when these things happen, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Because you see something, you say, there's no way things are going to change. But I'm here to let you know today that I am trusting God. I am truly believing that he's going to work a phenomenal miracles in not only my life, but in everyone's life. Because he's going to have a full manifestation of who he is. And you say, why you say that, preacher? I said, because it has become evident that the world is watching. And there are still some true believers in the power of the Almighty God.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul in Ephesians is commending the saints and letting them know, even though you have walked in the past, he said, well, why is he saying walked in the past? Because you got to remember, in Ephesians, he's bringing the Jews and the Gentiles together under Christianity.
Amen.
So now we find that the Gentiles are being brought into the fold because the Gentiles pretty much are calling, you know, the sinners of sinners.
Amen.
But now Apostle Paul is bringing everybody under the fold. And he's saying here, whereby, you know, he said here, he says, though you have walked in the path of disobedience, whereby fulfilling the disobedience with the lust of the flesh and desires of the mind, being children of the wrath, he's talking to the Gentiles, in your heart a change will take place to empower you with the eyes of faith.
Yeah.
But there, it was because here we are, say, the eyes of, what's going on here with the eyes of faith? He's saying, for a long time, y'all, you know, saying you had to worship these different gods and these different people and these different sacrifices. But now the sacrifice has been made for us all.
Amen.
On Calvary. So you get rid of all that and just get into the fold. And say, well, you know, but why would they get into the fold? But there was, here we say, his, but there was to be some groundwork first. And in verse 15, he reminds us that he had heard of some praying saints. For those who already know Christ, you know you got to be those praying saints. So when you turn the TV on, every situation, you got to be that praying saint. Because you never know where, you know, the Lord's going to take you. These saints will forever be supported in his prayers. And he already said that. I pray for y'all daily because I hear that you're praying and you're doing a good work. And it says here, but then the real work must take place. One must understand the hope of their calling and be enlightened by being able not only see the glory of God, but the inheritance of the Spirit.
Amen.
So now it's good to pray, but you know you got to have that Spirit of the Lord in you, that dwells in you. Because you know that sometimes people pray bad things on folks. You know, I hope they break a leg. You know, I hope you, Lord, you just remove them and get them on out the way. But see, you got to let God's will be done, because sometimes there's a manifestation of God's work while certain things happen in your life. Because God has to get the victory. Because even when it comes to, you know, iron and steel, it has to be melted down and be forged in the fire. And sometimes we got to be forged through the fiery things that we go through. This leads me to the great debate. Now, there's a great debate going on. Do we have young people wanting to follow Jesus Christ and truly serve a living God? We as all the saints know that one day we will ask others as they sing that song. When you think about it, when they hear that song, when you hear my home going, don't you worry about me. So when saints are truly in Christ Jesus, we know that, you know, we are on our way, because we know that this is just a mortal body. You know, we have mortality, but we want to take on immortality in Christ Jesus. But then I find that even the secular world understands that time moves on, and you know, our work must go on. But you say, why are you saying this, preacher? For those of you who saw Shark Tank the other night, you know, you might understand where I'm coming from. There was a man who brought his son there to Shark Tank. And see, you know, that's why I find Ephesians, Apostle Paul, he's laid a groundwork that, you know, is interesting the secular world understands. The man brought his son to Shark Tank. His son only wanted $25,000 from Shark Tank at 5% interest. That ain't no money. Ain't no money at all. So he started asking old man, you know, well, what did you do, father? He says, I started four businesses, and I'm doing pretty good. I got royalties, you know. And they said, you know, so you know how Shark Tank are. They shrewd. They're like, well, why are you here? You know, they're like, no, I need to, you know, figure you out. What, you know, what's your end game, as they say? And they said, well, what are some of the businesses you started? He said, well, some of you may understand Gorilla Glue. We all know about Gorilla Glue. He's the one who made Gorilla Glue. So you know he got the money. He got royalties from it. So he got the money. So now ask another question. Well, we know you got royalties from that. You seem to be a smart man. How much have you invested in your son's business? He says, I've already invested $630,000. All of a sudden, you know how the music goes. And so I'm sitting there like, whoa, this is a change of the scenery.
All right.
What's going on? So they ask the question, says, but if you got all this money, why did you bring your son here? He says, because I know my time has passed. I don't have the energy to start building another business with him. But I know if I brought him here with you, that y'all are ethical, you're about business, you're going to make sure the things are done right, he's going to be in good hands. All of a sudden, he was like, da-da, the eyes of faith. This man has faith to bring his son to Shark Tank to take him to the next level. That's where we are in Ephesians. Apostle Paul is speaking out. There are young people out there, saints, you're praying saints, and I pray for you daily. The young people out there that need to take our place.
That's right.
We run out. We can't sit in church 7 days a week. You know, we can't read long scriptures like we used to, because sometimes, you know, we get those age start telling on those memory blanks. You know, just like a computer sometimes will malfunction, the brain will malfunction too. But you got to hit reset. You can't do it faster, but you can get it done, just to be a little slow. So now we find that thing with Shark Tank, it kind of shocked me. It brought me back into, reality. Because I said, now let's examine what Paul is truly saying. If I could for a moment paraphrase, he's letting us know that the Jews and Gentiles are now a community of believers through unity, and everyone needs to see it. We know we all are one faith, one spirit, and one baptism. The Spirit of God must be manifested through faith and understanding, and one must walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. So now he says, everybody got a job to do. Everybody got a specialty, right? You know, like some people got a specialty making banana pudding, right? You know, some people got a specialty like Brother Rock of being a server, you know, and a driving Miss Daisy man. You know, he drive folks around. And see, everybody got their own specialty of what they do. So now you say, well, what is this? This is about the ministry. See, sometimes you have forgotten that through the eyes of faith, you got to see your ministry. You think that, everybody's not going to be a TDJ. Okay? But he had to start from somewhere. But the thing is, where you are, do what you need to do. Because it's interesting, there's a ship in looking for the Amazon. They said, we got to find the Amazon. Booker T. Washington told them, you found the Amazon. Cast down your buckets. And sometimes you don't realize you're right there in the river where you're looking to go. But you keep looking and looking and looking. We need to stand still and let go and let God. So what are you saying, preacher? Can you see the work that needs to be done? Do you have the eyes of faith? Yes, the work is phenomenal. Yes, it needs to be done. We are equipped because in Ephesians 4 and 11, and he gave us some of this, right? Ephesians 4 and 11, it's interesting. Apostle Paul talks about this. He says, and he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And said in 4 and 12, said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now see what the Father was trying to do for his son over in Shark Tank. He knew that they had their ministry. Shark Tank had the ministry. So he knew that through all four of them that were sitting there, or three or four of them sitting there, something can be manifested. Some of them have a gift. And see, now you're sitting on your gift. You got the eyes of faith, but you're looking for your gift, and you got it all along. All right. Because you got to start somewhere. Every journey starts with the first step. Right. You're not going to do everything, and you're not going to do everything right. But as I heard a song say, we fall down, but then we get up. And see what's happening with the church keeps falling and falling and falling and falling. And you need to start thinking about that show you can come on. When they'll fall, you say, help me, Mr. Wizard. Y'all remember that cartoon? We start falling. But now when you say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Because right now we wrapped up, we tied up, and tangled up, and we've taken our eyes off the face in which we're following. What are you saying, preacher? What I'm saying is we must follow the blueprint. Apostle Paul gave blueprint. your vocation. You may not have be part of that fivefold ministry, but you're in the ministry. That fivefold, those that are out there that are pushing and pushing and pushing. And you could be the ones that they're also in the ministry praying. Or be like the deacons serving the table, making sure things are in order, administrative. See, there's so many things that you can do. But you sit back and say, well, I'm not on TV. I'm not behind a pulpit. But you can just sit there on that park bench like on Forrest Gump and share that conversation. Like life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And that's where you start talking about, I sit here with you. I'm going to tell you about it. If it was me back in the day when I didn't understand what they were, people were saying, but there was a praying mother, and there was a praying father, there was a praying grandmama. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now, because now I'm on bended knees. And see, as I get older, yes, I am on bended knees, because sometimes it takes me a little longer to get up. Ain't no hop up anymore. It's like push off on the edge of the bed, and Lord, I want to thank you. So let's keep it real. So y'all need to understand, we got to keep it real. And see, it says over here, Paul had already written the script. Or one could say the blueprint. Yes, we must follow the blueprint, says Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on the new man and woman. You have to know that new man and woman, but sometimes we got to be politically correct. You know, put on the new man and new woman, even though the man is the head of the household. I'm finding out now, this year has been the year of the women. So I got to sit back and say, yes, Lord, because I'm here to remind the people that the first evangelist was Mary Magdalene. When she went to the tomb, she left the tomb and she went out there and said, he has risen, okay? So let's keep it real. So now we find that, God is created us in righteousness and true holiness. Our eyes of faith must roam because God has someone who wants to come forward and then proverbial saying, here am I, Lord, send me. The young people out there, all of them don't want to be into that, that lascivious lifestyle. All of them don't want to be out there cussing, but they feel like they got to fit in because there's no other way they can go. Because what happened? The church people looking like, I'm going to be around them folks. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm right there embedded in them. So when they need me, they ain't got to go searching for me. That says, here he is right there. Because his light has so shined that he's glorified the good works of his Father. In heaven, I let them know. I let the kids know. I let the street know. Say, hey, I don't partake in that, but here I am. If you need me, I'll pray for you. And believe it or not, you'll find that you're going to take some lumps, you're going to take some bruises, but you got to keep your eyes on the faith. Because I'm going to tell you the world, before you get out of being wrapped up, tired of entangled up, they will lie on you, and they will use, and they'll also try to abuse you. But you say, why would you do that to a saint? They hung them high and they stretched them wide. So they did it to Jesus. Why should they not try to do it to me? But the thing is, I find that sometimes when I want to defend myself, I have to stand still and let God. And that's where we are sometimes. God, I'm here to let you know. There's some nights I've cried and my pillow has been wet. There's some days I left the house. I didn't know what the day was going to be. But at the end of the day, I found out, Lord, another day that you have made, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So as the sun goes down, I'm looking forward to the rising of the sun the next day. But if I don't get there, we have to make God a promise that we stay on bending knees. We must keep our little ones in our prayers. Mother Nature and Father Time have been good. We have stepped over into the realm of spirituality. That's right, spirituality. And been able to, through the eyes of faith, serve God. That's what we are, us older saints. We stepped into spirituality. Because we have not stepped into spirituality. There have been so many who didn't make it.
That's right.
And that song by, I forget, Red Buck Choir, they said, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't be here today. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, God is so good. Because then when I was growing up, there were many who said I would not make it. I was in my garage, looking at a letter when my roommate wrote me back in the day because I wouldn't go sell books to him in Memphis, Tennessee. He said, you scared? I wasn't scared. I grew up in Foster, dude. You were roamed around with your parents in the Air Force. He's an officer, so they had it luck. I didn't have it luck. What you talking about scared of selling books? Boy, I was out there where they were selling more than books. That you can write a book. Okay? So, and then I was reading that. I was thinking, I said, God, you knew the path that I need to take.
Amen.
You knew where I need to go. You knew. And now you find out there are people who try to push you in the wrong direction. You was, and the Spirit was inside of you. It was there. Like, you know, it was from the womb you was ordained. Not to do everything, but to do something. Hear me? Not do everything, but do something for God. Because you're not going to be able to do everything. And I don't even try to do everything. But then we find that, you know, here I'm here to let you know and I'm ready to get out of here. These little ones are our younger Christians, our babes, who are on the milk. We got to get them to the point where they're ready to take the meat. We got to be there when they're broken and they're wounded. Because when I went in mental health, I was in the mental health program the other Thursday, a town hall meeting with Senator Bergen and Senator Batch and Cody Kingsley, who's the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. And I'm listening to the parents talk about how their child had mental health issues and now they're incarcerated because they had mental health issues. And one mother said her son was a star basketball player. He hit his head. And then as he hit his head, he started having mental health issues, and he just went south. He went from a D1 prospect to he went south. And I'm sitting there listening to these parents. I'm like, you know, hey, we need to get it together. Because the church needs to say, hey, look, you know, a lot of churches are doing it. We do it, you know, it's here. There are people in here who care about folks who are going through.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to sit here and lie and say, you know, all church folks don't, you know, look, understand mental health issues.
That's right.
You know, I'll be lying in the house of God.
Amen.
Because I've seen people counsel folks. They're like, hey, look, child, it was me. They don't tell you, no, you can't do it. They do it the Christian way. Now, you know, I'm an ear hustler. I sit back. You think I'm out to lunch, but ain't out to lunch. I'm an ear hustler. They say, child, I'm going to tell you. If it was me, this is how I would do it. And then they touch them. And I know when they tell them that and they touch them, they're praying for them. You'd be surprised the times when people walk up to you and say, well, you know, I understand what you're going through. Bless you. Now, you know, you got my number. When they touch you, it's like that touch, that hem of that garment. So y'all keep forgetting. There's something about that touch. And it was interesting because sometimes people give you change. They let it, throw it down, they slide it to you. So you have something to give you a change. And they give you a change, you touch them, he's like, hey, he touched me. Then you start thinking about, well, he gave me a change.
Yes,
you know? But I find out, you know that feeling of touch.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we are. We got to start touching these young people. We got to do more than just throw money at it, throw prayers at it. We got to sit down and break bread with them. Because I'm in organizations that love to sit back and we're going to raise money. And you know, go send it over this. No, I told them, I said, y'all can't just raise money. We need to sit down with these kids because they got questions that need to be answered. They need to see you there. If you're going to be in a suit and tie, they need to sit there because they may not have even been around people in a suit and tie. Only suit and ties they may see maybe when they go into the court system. So we need to get it back to the basics. And that's where we are. We got to keep the eyes of faith. Because I'm here to let you know that, you know, in keeping the eyes of faith, it's a new season. We need to look around. The fivefold ministry is being manifested, but we got to make sure we lock into it. If you need, put on your contacts. You can't see? Just put your contacts on. You can't see? Put your glasses on. If you got glaucoma, get treatment for your glaucoma. If you got cataract, go ahead and get the cataract removed. Okay? But then, if you can't see at all, use Braille. Use Braille. You say, preacher, why would I use Braille? It reminds me of a movie I so eloquently looked at. I sat there and I watched it. And that movie totally surprised me because there was a person in the movie, they would walk around with a book the whole time. And people wanted that book. Called the movie The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington in it. And he was walking around with that book, and they wanted that book because they knew that book was a reflection of God and understanding.
Amen.
He was walking around with that book the whole time. When all he had to do, he could have given them that book, and they would have never understood. Because there was nothing in the book about God at all. Because what he taught us is we are walking, talking books of God.
Amen.
David said the word is in where? In our heart. So every day we walk and we talk, we are the book of Eli. So the word of God is in us. Because by the word of God being in us, it's a situation where we keep our eyes on the faith. So keep your eyes on the faith because you are walking, talking spirituality of the word of God and manifest your vocation. Thank you.
On my way home, I'm depending on it. See, Lord. Oh, on my way home. Yeah. On my way home. On my way home. I'm depending on it. See, Lord. Yeah. I have to cry sometimes, yes I do. I have to cry sometimes. Sometimes singing with tears all in my eyes. I'm depending on it, see Lord. Yeah, speak to Jesus, speak to Jesus. I know you're able. You got all power in the palm of your hand. Then God fix it, Jesus. Then God fix it, Jesus. On my way home, on my way home, on my way home, on my way home, on my way home. I'm depending on it. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Speak to Jesus, speak to Jesus, speak to Jesus, speak to Jesus, speak my heart. Do it for me right now.
Speak to Jesus.
I know you're able.
Speak to Jesus.
You got all power.
Speak
to Jesus. In the palm of your head.
Speak to Jesus.
One touch from you, Lord.
Speak to Jesus.
We'll make it all right.
Speak to Jesus.
Won't God fix it?
Speak to Jesus.
Won't God fix it? Do it for me right now. Go to the hospital.
Speak to Jesus.
Somebody lay there. Body wrapped with pain. One touch from you, Lord, we'll make it all right. On my way home. Yeah. On my way home. Oh, on my way home. I'm depending on it. Please, Lord. Jesus, I know you're able. You got all power in the palm of your head. One touch from you, Lord, we'll make it all right. Won't God fix it? Won't God fix it? Do for me right now. Hey, I know you're able. Do for me right now. I know you're able. On my way home. Yeah. On my way home. Yeah. On my way home. I'm depending on it. Yeah. Fix the G. Fix the G. I know you're able. You got all power in the palm of your hand. Do it for me right now. I know you're able. I know you're able. You got all power in the palm of your hand. On my way home. Yeah. On my way home. Yeah, yeah. On my way home, Lord. I'm depending on it. See, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. At this time, you've heard a mighty word of God, letting you know that there's still work to do, imploring you that in this walk of life, as the man of God said, you're going to fall, and you got to call on somebody that's going to be there. And that name is Jesus. Is there one on today that have found yourself in a state where you feel like you're falling? I implore you to call on the name of Jesus right now. Is there one that would like to give their life to Christ? They would like to make the intelligent decision to give God your all and all. Is there one? For one thing, I can't promise you is, I can't promise you that everything is going to be a bed of roses. But I will promise you that there's a man that said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And he would be with you to the end of the earth. Is there one on today? Amen. Is there one that likes the way that we worship here at Lincoln Park Holiness Church and you would like to align yourself with this ministry? Member by way of Watch Care for a member of Christian Experience, or if there's a candidate for baptism that you feel in your heart or hearts that you're ready to make an outward show of your inward change. Is there one on today? The doors of the church swing on welcome hinges. If not, we're going to ask everyone that can and will please to stand with us. Amen. Is there one that requires special prayer on this morning? We ask that you wave or raise your hand. For on top of, amen, 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 amen. Amen. For we are confident that God is not only a savior, but he is a healer. That he is a way maker. That he is one that is able to do marvelous things. Amen? Amen. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Give you thanks and praises for this day, this time, and this hour right now, God. God, we stand here to say thank you. We stand here to say thank you right now, God. Because before we come back to your altar and before we come back to your hallowed grounds to ask of anything else, we can look back over our lives and we can truly say that even in this state, we are truly blessed. And so, God, we want to say thank you for leading us and guiding us. We want to say thank you for the ability to look back over our lives and say the testimony of yesterday can push us on. And right now, God, that same power that healed on last week, that same power that delivered us on last year, that same power that kept us last night, we're asking for that same power to rest, rule, and abide with us right now, God. God, you know what we stand in the need of. You know what our heart's desire is. You know what's on the forefront of our minds. And right now, God, we say, have your way. Have your way in our bodies. Have your way in our minds. Have your way in our children. Have your way on our jobs. Have your way on our homes. God, right now, have your way. And God, we ask that you humbly come in and arrest those things that should not be. And right now, God, give us the ability to accept however you bless us. Whether you bless us and heal us through the doctor, whether you bless us and heal us through another person, whether you help us, any way you help us, God, we will be satisfied. And right, God, on this altar right now, God, we ask you to give us the ability to lay down those weights and sins that so easily beset us. God, we ask for peace in our minds, peace on our hearts, peace in our homes right now, God. And God, while we're opening this altar, we ask for a special prayer on Deacon Cameron right now, God. God, hug him like nobody else can hug him. God, fix him up like nobody else can fix him up. God, do it for him right now, God. And God, while we're in the blessing business, we ask that you stop by and touch, to
Sister Evans right now, God. God, you know what her body stands in the need of. You've already done a great work. And we ask you to finish the job. God, for all of our sick and shut in, bereaved everywhere that desire to be in the building but cannot. God, give them a solace that they understand that while they cannot touch us, they can still be touched. And God, we ask that you continue to bless us as a whole and individually. And God, we want to say thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you for the tears that you're going to wipe. Thank you for the waves that you're going to make. Thank you for the healing that's going to take place. Thank you for the children that are going to be saved. Thank you for the grandchildren that are going to make it through. God, we say thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. For we declare that we are ahead and not beneath. And God, we say thank you in this prayer. And we're so confident that you forever be our God. We can forever be your people. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we do pray. Amen.
Josh, I've been knowing you, man, for a long time. I remember when you were younger and we had a chance to talk about the music and everything that was going on, and I had a chance to help you with some things then, and I see that they have blessed you today. I also noticed, I don't know why you saved me for last. Because everybody else's song is younger than me. I'm the oldest one, but that's all right. I'm going to try to sing this song, one of your songs, you know. I don't do a lot of that. I basically sing my own, but I'm going to try yours. Can I do that? I'm gonna try. I was looking for someone to be my friend. I was searching for someone, putting my trust. I was hoping to find someone to give me peace of mind. I found Jesus right on. Oh, I was looking. Someone I could call my own. I was searching for someone who would never leave me alone.
Color, beat old seeds of mine. it's too late. Somebody may say I'm an alcoholic, yeah, I'm too late. Somebody may say I've prayed away for so long, I know it's too late. Can I tell you what I found out for myself? Can I tell you what I found out?
One day, prayer.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Seem like God would you let me know, son, you belong to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
God let me know.
Yeah.
You belong to me.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing you can't do.
Yeah, yeah.
You got me by your side.
Before I go to Jackson, just let me tell you, no matter how low you get, you can't get too low for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He's too high. You can't get over it. All you got to do is hold on. Just hold on.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me. You'll never
let me
die. Long as I know,
I
got a moment's time. Oh,
I will
in the down in my mind, I know I will. Yeah, no.
Catch the wave. 7 days a week, Monday. Catch the wave. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's All the Way Live right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one wanted station in the world. Hello, somebody.
Reach out and touch him, for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Oh. Say it again, say.
Reach out and touch him.
Oh.
For he is near you.
He want to give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh. There is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spend all my money, grown on the better, only work.
Don't go nowhere, Bishop, please, don't. Y'all know what it say. Blind Bartimaeus was by a roadside one day.
By the roadside one day.
Heard a commotion.
Had a notion.
Someone had passed his way.
Oh,
he cried. He was having a night.
That's what I'm talking about. Now there ought to be at least 7 more people that'll join him right now. I'm ready to count you off. Where are you? There ought to be 7 more, y'all. Well, dance by yourself if you have to. No, don't dance by yourself. Now that's better. Come on. Now holler at somebody and tell them I need you. And you need me. That's what I'm talking about. Break it down again. I know where I can get me some help. It was Ohio that brought Obama in. It was Michigan that kept Romney out. So I need about 50 people from Ohio and another 50 from Michigan. Don't play hard to get. I need you to come right down here where I am and help me praise the Lord. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Group right here.
But some of y'all way down there, you haven't moved yet. Some of y'all way over here, you haven't moved yet. I need you to get in somebody's face and just tell them, I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm on my way to holy ground, and I'm gonna get everything God has for me. Now watch this. When you get down here, I want you to reach down on holy ground. Pick up that money. Pick up that joy. Pick up that healing. Oh, by the way, y'all see me limping? Don't worry about it. I'm healed. I'm just waiting on the pain to go away. Now, when I count to three, I want you to dance in here from this end and that end. And then when you get in here, while you're dancing, just reach down and pick you up $10,000 or $20,000. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, come on! But get up next to that person you dancing by and tell them, I'm the one in debt to God. But if you help me praise him, he'll bless me and you. 1, 2, 1, 2.
HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the
in hell believe, heaven in peace. In heavenly, 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 heavenly peace. Oh. Talking about the lily of the valley, the brightest morning star. Oh no, sleep, sleep in heaven. Sleep in heaven. Hallelujah.
I need some church folks that don't mind putting your hands together. Come on.
Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down.
And Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down.
Send it on down. Send it on.
Come on.
Let me tell you what will happen if you let your Holy Ghost come down. Soul will be saved if you let it come down, Lord. Healing will take place if you let it come down, Lord. Life will be changed if you let it come down, Lord. I need your power. I need your power.
Lord, let your Holy Ghost come. last part of the way. And mortal life is all washed away. Then when we stand before the great judgment bar, better receive our just reward. And will my name be written in the great book of life, to be called as one who paid the price. Then after all we've done and gone through, what a wonderful sight.
Well, when we've gone the last mile and mortal life, yeah, when we stand before the grave and mortal life, yeah, for my name, well, 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 we call well, after all.
They tell me that the gates will burn and the streets will go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the foundation was garnered with stone.
Yeah, we go. So that's mine and not a lie. Yeah, when we stand before the grave to receive. Yeah, with my name. Well, 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 to be called, yeah, and after all,
and gone through, well,
yeah, to be called, the last time, and mortal life, yeah, when we stand before the grave to receive, yeah, with the name, well, 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 to be called, yeah, and after all,
what a wonderful sight. Don't you wanna join the heavenly choir? Don't you wanna sing and never get tired? I wanna tell you about the wonderful sight to behold. Lord, I've been born again. Yeah. You don't believe.
was out on a hill. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
but Jesus died. Lord, out on a hill. Oh, yes, it was. The man was crucified. He suffered and he died. The cross. I believe that he died so the world would not be lost. Well, I don't know he. About his head and along to his shoulder. Oh, died. Died on Friday evening. And set the whole world free. Set the whole world free.
Oh, to see.
Oh,
oh,
have a good time. All we gotta do is get going down memory lane, the late great Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs along with the Williams brothers. God bless you and thank you so much for catching the wave. We are right at about 17 minutes after the hour as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. And you can listen in also by our website at nfiradio.com. That's our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also jump in on Facebook on that's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Look, it's a great day to be alive as we worship God and give him all the praise. And, you know, as we look over our life and see how blessed we are for many that we know and even family members are no longer with us, but God has given us an opportunity to continue worship and praise him each and every day. And I don't know about you, but these are perilous times that we're facing and dealing with each and every day. The world is corrupt with a lot of arms way that's trying to stop God from doing what he do to continually bless others and try to distract you to get you to fall and looking at the negative instead of walking into the positive. And as you continually speak out of your mouth, life, it will manifest no matter what somebody else may say that I can't believe how they're going to do this or how they're going to get to what they are saying that's going to happen. I don't believe it. Well, that's why we serve a God that all things are possible if you believe. Now, if you don't have a belief by faith to believe in what you're saying, then it's not going to manifest. But if you are a believer and you truly trust God, that God can provide anything, there's nothing too hard for God, then it will manifest. So today, continually, speak out of your mind. Life, and it will manifest that I am healed by Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail, and I proclaim today will be a glorious day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
Come on, put your hand together. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a little sing-along. When it's all said and done, I don't want the Lord to leave me. Are y'all going to help me sing it real loud? Come on, everybody. Help me.
No, 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 no.
Help me sing it. Sing it louder for me. Help me sing.
Can't get enough of your peace.
I don't ever want to lose you.
I mean, your care right now. Yes, I am, Jesus.
Trust in it. Well, you can be a witness when I say he may not come when you want him to come, but if you keep on calling on him, won't he come? Won't he come? Won't he come?
Look
y'all excuse me, but I'm happy right now. I tell you, I try to hold it, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he got for me, I just have to praise him. I have to praise him. Anybody know? Oh, man, you're good. Oh.
Someone needs a miracle.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Someone needs a miracle. Jesus, if you will, Father, come in the building and do it for me. Do it for me right now.
How many of y'all really need him? Just give him a wave off until I tell him.
Somebody need a miracle.
A miracle.
If you're in the building, you need him right now. You ought to stand on your own 2 feet and just give them a wave off it. Raise your hand to Jesus. Raise your hand to Jesus. Somebody needs a
miracle.
I don't know about you and you and you, but I know somebody out there tonight. Somebody out there needs
a miracle.
Come in the building, Jesus.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it right now.
Right now.
Hey. Hey. Oh. Do it.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it. Do it right now.
Right now.
He got Mo Madison in the hem of his garment.
Do it for me.
In the heaven, all of the drugstores.
Do it for me.
All over the world.
Right.
The other day when I put this song together, I didn't have no idea the thing was going to happen to me. But when I was singing about somebody needed a miracle, I didn't know I was singing to Jesus for myself. A few days ago, they had me in the hospital, tubes going down my nose and down my throat. But I want you to know Jesus Christ, he didn't let no pain come through my body. I couldn't do nothing but lay there and say, thank you, thank you.
Do it for me.
Oh,
do it. Do it for me. Right now.
Counselor. I'll say counselor. High blood pressure.
Do it for me.
Sugar diabetes. How many of y'all know he's able? How many believe he would do it?
Right.
Why you got your hand raised? How many believe he will hear your cry? Lay your hand on the one that's standing next to you and mean it from your heart. Look up to Jesus and come in the building, Jesus. Come in the building. Come on in the building. Come on in the building. Oh, come on in the building. Come in the building. Right now. Like you said,
right.
You know, Jesus don't have to come tonight. He don't have to come here. If he would just speak the word. I said, if he would just speak the word. How many of y'all know it would be done if he speak the word? Come on, somebody said, do it, Jesus.
Do it, Jesus.
Do it.
Oh.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it, Jesus.
Oh.
Do it, Jesus! Do it, Jesus! Do it, Jesus! Do it!
Confusion. then when I began to take inventory over my life, when I turn around and look back over my life, I can see all the hills, I can see all the mountains, I can see all the valleys. Sometimes just still awake.
Still awake.
You got problems that look like they just won't go away. You have to still awake.
Still awake.
You got friends that you went all out of your way for. Then you found out that was the same one putting all the stumbling blocks in your path away. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody else tell him thank you. Not those that know God done something for you, tell him thank you. For you, tell him thank you. Not those that know he brought you over something, tell him thank you. All of you that know he pulled you through something, tell him thank you. All of you know he can heal, tell him thank you. All of you that know he made a way, tell him thank you. To this place looking to be blessed. How many shown up came looking to be blessed? Well, how many know that the blesser is already here? Well, find somebody and tell them the blesser is already here. The blesser is already here. Somebody said when praises do what? Blessing will do what? Well, is there anybody here know the highs we can send up? Is there anybody here know the highs we can send up? Anybody know the highs we can give him? Well, somebody go on and give it to him.
Hallelujah.
Somebody go on and give it to him.
Hallelujah.
Give it to him.
Turntables.
Woo!
Come on.
Whatever it is, make me up my hand. Keep on doing it. Whatever it is, make me up my hand. Keep on.
Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Do
it. But God of mine.
Do it.
when I in awesome wonder. Consider all the things thy hands have made. I see the sun. Yes, and I hear the rolling thunder.
Beautiful actions, strength for fear,
5 minutes before the top of the hour, and I pray that you are enjoying the music thus far. Got more just like that coming your way right here from the NFI Studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, always my pleasure, and I want to thank you for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. He gave beautiful ashes. And, you know, there's something about the name of Jesus. And the more I hear someone speak about Jesus, the more I get excited because I know somebody else besides I is talking about the man Jesus. And it's just an exciting time that when I see so many people are so grateful to know the man named Jesus. And we live in this society today, and we can call on our doctors, we can call on our lawyers, we can call on the government, and sometimes they don't, help us out in the way that we look for it to be brought out. But when we call on Jesus, he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, you never seen the seed begging for bread. So God is going to provide for you. You know, he will send people that you've been praying for that you don't even know to be a blessing in your life. And that's the God we serve. He's a living God, a wise God, a merciful God, and a loving God. God bless you. Got more coming your way. We'll be right back with more great gospel music here from the NFI studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, The Anointed One, right after this.
Put your hands together.
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healing.
Oh, 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 oh. You see? So, baby, mama.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic in the HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We can't live without them.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship,
adore you
forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Majesty and mighty King.
I turn up. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why it looks.